Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's March 27, 2023. It's Unconditional Love Immersion. Thank you all so much for being here live or on the recording. Either way, you're equally present and should have an equally wonderful experience. So let me explain what we do here in UCI. But first, let me thank everyone I see here in the chat who's already here. Welcome, Bree, a brand new member. Welcome, Brian, Carmen, Deanna, Eric, Fran, Grant, Jan, two Lauras, Marie and Renate. Welcome each and every one of you. Thanks also to all of you who are joining us via the recording. The vast majority of members use the recordings instead of the live Zoom events. So again, you're equally welcome here. So what we do here is we start in our usual way with most events. We call the directions, call in the allies, set up the sacred container, call in embodied awakening. And then we just invoke, hey, maximum unconditional love that serves highest good. And people will have different experiences of this depending on what level they're at. But the unconditional love that I have at least begun to crack into is that state where there's just no preference. There's equal acceptance of everything, light or dark, good or evil. This is a level way beyond the level of human morality where you're just present as, you know, a bored high divine being. And everything's fine. And from that level, whatever happens is just okie dokie. And when I first hit this level, my human part had a little bit of a challenge with it. Well, how can I be at this level where bad is just as good as good? But at that high level, the very nature of unconditional love is it has no conditions. It loves everything. It's at a level where everything is perceived as divine, whatever its manifestation might look like in whatever spectrum. So that's where we have at least the potential to move toward in this event. As always, your experience will be unique to you. Every person will have the experience that is appropriate for the level of consciousness they're at. So your experience may not even resemble what I just described. It might be something totally different. It frequently happens in unconditional love immersion that there is some healing that takes place. There's a wonderful quote by Rumi, and I'm probably messing it up a little bit, but the gist of his short little poem is, seek not love, seek to remove the obstacles to love. So that's what we're doing here. First and foremost, whatever's in the way of you going to that next level into or toward unconditional love will be brought up and cleared. And of course, once the clearing happens, then you will have a deeper experience of love, at least in the direction we're moving toward here. So I hope that makes sense. And again, I invite you to be open to whatever your experience is, whether it's full of wonderful love or whether it's in a more challenging flavor. As always, no one's going to get more than they're ready for in any kind of way. So you're safe and can open fully to whatever happens. Excuse me. So now I'm going to light my Mesa candle and we'll get rolling. There we go. All right. I invite you to, as always, be fully present in this process. My request, as always, is to act as if you're right here in the room with me, doing only this. This gives you the best experience. It also gives everyone else the best experience because whether you're live or on the recording, the consciousness you hold will affect everyone else. We are co-creating this space. So your undivided attention will be best for everyone. So please, I do request that of you. That doesn't mean you're holding perfect focus 100% of the time on only this. That doesn't mean your mind doesn't wander a bit here and there, but it just means this is the only thing you're actively doing. And if you need to leave early, as always, just ask the allies to ease you out of the container and they will do so easily and that will not disrupt us. So leaving early is fine, but please be fully here if you're here. All right, so because you're fully present and this is the only thing you're doing, you can now safely close your eyes and just be present right now. Feel your body. Overall, just get a sense of how it feels. Tune into your energetic body, the subtle energy in and around you, And if you have awareness of that, just notice how that feels. Again, not using words so much, just tuning into the feeling quality of the experience. And just note all that, and that's your baseline. And later in our process, we may compare the state you're in at that time and compare it back to this benchmark you've just noted. All right, so now I'm going to call the directions and set up the container. I invite you to be fully passive while I do this, just feeling energetic change if you notice that. And if you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Fully passive, either way, just noticing what's happening on its own. And I'm yawning a lot, but that is that's just energy clearing, much more than any fatigue. All right. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Huichi I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Washington, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell. Apu Grandfather Mountain. Apu Phoenix. Sorry, that's not an Apu. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Panther, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's a little bit of effort in the field that is preventing the completion of the containers, so I invite you please to drop all effort and simply relax into passivity and just allow this container to form, let the allies make it. Just let it come by itself. Still not quite there. Please drop now to zero effort, whether you're live or on the recording. Just drop to zero, please. There we go. Thank you. So now we have our container. So now we can do our embodied awakening. Oh, sorry. Got so caught up with getting that done that I forgot the next step, which is now any who wish to invite any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent are welcome to call those beings in now. So call them if you got them. Feeling good. We'll leave just a moment longer for additional allies. That's feeling good. Thank you all very much. That definitely sweetened the pot. Okay, take a moment and check your field now. How do you feel in your body and your energy field? See if just setting up the container has made a difference already. All right. So now we're going to invoke embodied awakening. I'm assuming y'all are familiar with this, so let's just do it. So you're about to invite your higher self into your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So if you're up for that, then please repeat after me. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and just go into absolute passivity. Just relax. Let your higher self come to you. And if you notice that energy shifting, just passively feel it doing its thing. If you don't feel energetic change, then please just feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control, please. Just feel what's already happening. And we'll just rest in passivity. Let your beautiful higher self just fill up the tank as much as it can for your highest good. As usual, stay passive. Let it come to you. Don't try to do anything. If you get distracted, just return attention to feeling energy or breath. And use the least effort needed to feel that, even if that's no effort at all. Less effort needed to feel this, the better. All righty, that feels good right there. If you're in embodied awakening, there will be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It'll be peaceful, and this will be effortless. Even if you only have a partial movement toward that, that's fabulous. Any movement in that direction is welcome. And you'll certainly be able to do the rest of this event, whether or not you got all the way into embodied awakening. We just try to spruce that up the best we can before we get rolling with the main event. Okay, we got some people clearing to get into embodied awakening more deeply. So if you're one of those who's kind of having some heavy energy shake out to make room for the embodied awakening, we'll leave just a moment for that process. Sometimes, in order to attain embodied awakening, the divine has to clear away some heavy stuff that's in the way. So you kind of get an awakening with a bonus healing all mixed together at the same time. That's feeling pretty good. All righty, I think we're good to go. So, again, feel how you feel now. Briefly compare it back to the baseline we created when we started. See if you already feel more like energy than before. All right, I'm going to talk to our divine allies for a moment. Beautiful divine allies, thank you for being here. It's such an honor and privilege to do this work with you. Our event tonight is Unconditional Love Immersion. Allies, we ask that each person present, whether they're live or on the recording, receive the maximum unconditional love that serves our highest good. Please do any healing or clearing work that is appropriate for the deepening of that unconditional love. And please give each person the strongest experience of unconditional love that serves their highest good. Thank you so much, allies. So grateful to you. All right, the energy's working. So you humans, as usual, relax, be passive. receive the blessing that your higher self and these beautiful allies are now giving you. The degree to which you receive it will depend entirely on how passive you stay. So please just drop all effort. If you can feel the energy moving in and around your body, just feel that passively. And ideally use the absolute least effort needed to feel energy or breath. And of course, if at any point you get distracted, you'll notice that at some point, and you just gently return your attention to feeling energy, or if that's not available, feeling breath. So chill out, be passive, here it comes. As usual, I will narrate my experience, which will tend to be what most folks are feeling. But as always, if your experience is different, do not try to modify what's happening. Just be with your experience. Many people get customized experiences that are quite different than what I narrate. Just allow that if that's happening. And given that this is an unconditional love event, the allies are already suggesting a particular song, so I'm going to get that going. Remember, the music is not for entertainment. The music is for medicine use. It's designed to amplify the effect. So just keep focusing on your inner experience and sort of let the music be in the background. I'm going to mute my mic as I get the guitar and tune it, and then I'll unmute again when I start.
In this moment, in this place, I remember who I am, letting fear and worry fall away from me. I open my eyes and see there is I can. can hear Spirit gently say, there is only love, there is only love. Love that heals, love that sets me free. There is pain that must be healed, and as it turns that darkness to light, my divinity's revealed. There is only love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love. There is only love. There is only love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love, there is only love, there is sets me free. There is only love. There is only love. There is only love.
Take a moment, see how your energy feels now. And then just return to complete passivity, just letting the beautiful divine energy fill you with the energy that serves you, or flush out or transmute the heavy energy that's in the way of that deeper unconditional love. I invite you to be fine either way, whether you're feeling challenge or pleasure or some combination of the two. Know that the divine is doing exactly what you need to move closer to unconditional love. Chances are very good that no matter how deep you're already into unconditional love, it can go even deeper. So always be open to the next wonderful thing that lies beyond what you already know. Because it always gets better than this. There may be periods of silence. I have no idea if there will be any more music. I only act as the divine allies suggest. So release any attachment to that too. Just be with the process, let the energy move. And know that the greater your passivity, the more benefit you'll receive. I'm getting a pretty good shaking, so there's a fair amount of heavy energy being released among us. If you feel heavy energy moving through you, don't worry about whether it's yours or someone else's. It doesn't matter. If it's in your field, it's yours to process, or more accurately, for you to relax and let the divine process it for you. Remember always, if they're bringing up challenging energy for you, it's just so they can ultimately flush it out or transmute it to love and light, which will allow you to open one level deeper toward unconditional love. As your divine helpers remove the obstacles to love. Not human love that gives or withholds love based on its own preferences and desires, but unconditional love that loves everything, no matter what. A love that has to be felt to be understood. Because it is so different than human heart-centered love. Just relax and see what your experience becomes. The key is to ultimately get to that awakened level where unconditional love is simply automatic. To be conscious at that level is to naturally have unconditional love without even trying. So there's no effort. It just shows up when you're ready. That's a nice frequency coming into our field. Just enjoy that if you feel it. We're calling another song. We're going to let Mother Ayahuasca help us out a little bit.
Ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura nos, ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura nos, madrecita I need, madrecita cura nos, madrecita I need, madrecita cura nos. Medicina I need, medicina cura nos, medicina I need, medicina cura nos, abuelita I need, abuelita cura nos, abuelita I need, abuelita cura nos. Ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura nos, ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura nos. Madrecita I need, madrecita cura nos, madrecita I need, madrecita cura nos, medicina I need, medicina cura nos, medicina I need, medicina cura nos. Abuelita I need, abuelita cura nos, abuelita I need, abuelita cura nos. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura nos, ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura nos, madrecita I need, madrecita cura nos, madrecita I need, madrecita cura nos. Medicina I need, medicina cura nos, medicina I need, medicina cura nos, abuelita I need, Abuelita, cúrenos. Abuelita, I need. Abuelita, cúrenos. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Ayahuasca, I need. Ayahuasca, cúrenos. Ayahuasca, I need. Ayahuasca, cúrenos. Madrecita, I need. Madrecita, cúrenos. Madrecita, I need. Madrecita, cúrenos. Medicina, I need. Medicina, cúrenos. Medicina, I need. Medicina, cúrenos. Abuelita, I need. Abuelita, cúrenos. Abuelita, I need. Abuelita, cúrenos. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Ayahuasca, I need. Ayahuasca, cúrenos. Ayahuasca, I need. Ayahuasca, cúrenos. Madrecita, I need. Madrecita, cúrenos. Abuelita, I need. Abuelita, cúrenos. Medicina, I need. Medicina, cúrenos. Medicina, I need. Medicina, cúrenos. Abuelita, I need. Abuelita, cúrenos. Abuelita, I need. Abuelita, cúrenos. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Ayahuasca, I need. Ayahuasca, cúrenos. 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 Madrecita, I need. Madrecita, cúrenos. Madrecita, I need. Madrecita, cúrenos. Medicina, I need. Medicina, cúrenos. Medicina, I need. Medicina, cúrenos. Abuelita, I need. Abuelita, cúrenos. Abuelita, I need. Abuelita, cúrenos. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da.
Chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 sanango
Sanango. 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 Sanango.
See if the energy doesn't feel a little different now. See if you're now a little more in that space of unconditional love. Being able to hold everything in that state of complete acceptance. And if you're not all the way there, that's perfectly fine. Just see if there's any shift in that at all. Maybe even a bit more acceptance of all that is. This is less a gushy heart center love and more of a vast cosmic, everything is fine just the way it is kind of vibe. To hold this, you have to be conscious way beyond the human self. You have to be awake as the vast field of divine being, which holds all with equanimity. And wherever you're at is perfectly fine. Just notice wherever that may be. Again, my experience is that using any kind of ego effort to hold unconditional love is only marginally effective, but once you get to that level where it just naturally exists, then the unconditional love is effortless. You can't be at that level without holding unconditional love. That's just all there is to it. So when you're there, you'll know. Okay, I'm going to speak to our divine allies. Beloved divine allies, thank you for supporting us in this unconditional love immersion. We now ask that the good medicine that's been generated by this now be radiated out to the earth to support the great global awakening. and also beyond earth to all beings everywhere who will benefit by receiving it. Divine allies, please spread it around. Thank you. So we humans don't have to do a thing, stay passive. But if you're sensitive, you may feel this beautiful love energy radiating out all over the place. And as always, the universe draws on an infinite supply when it does this, so none of the benefit we've gained is diminished in any way. Quite the opposite, by sharing it, we actually get a little bit more. So we'll just relax for a moment while this energy radiates out. And they're being quite generous with it tonight. We'll just relax and let them take as long as they need. Okay, well done. Thank you, allies. So check, I'm talking to you humans again, check and see how you feel. See if that radiating of unconditional love by the allies changed you at all. If perhaps you feel a bit more like a being of light, you feel a bit more spacious and peaceful and awakened. If you feel like you've got a bit more unconditional love yourself, thank you, allies. Allies, anything further for highest good before we close this session? Ah. So I'm going to lead you in a four-word invocation. If you're willing, just repeat it after me. Here we go. Highest good be done. Having said that, now relax and just let's see what happens. Highest to be done is kind of like saying, give me whatever I need, even if I have no idea that I need it. Just relax and feel energy moving if you feel it. If not, feel your breath come and go. And just leave a moment for whatever blessing you most need to come to you. And you may notice that you're aware of being back in your physical body now, but it feels a whole lot more like energy than flesh. At least that's what many of you are experiencing based on what I'm feeling. Just take a moment to feel your body now, feel whatever it feels like. If it feels more like energy, it doesn't look any different from the outside, but since you're more conscious as energy yourself, naturally you're going to feel stuff in the physical world more like energy, including your own physical form. Alrighty, well done. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Just relax while I call the directions and complete the container closing. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Quichi. Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful unconditional love immersion. So grateful to you for making this possible. As we close, Alice, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with those who've been part of this live around the recording for as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you. Alice, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? All right, that officially closes the container. And it's 3 minutes after the hour, so we did pretty good. And now, if you got to go, feel free to depart. And if you're on the live call and want to hang around for a moment, we're going to open it up for Q&A. Okay, anyone can now unmute themselves and speak, and you're welcome to do that if you wish. If you'd rather type something in the chat, that's also fine. So if anyone has anything to ask or say, you're welcome to do so now. The floor is open. And that afterglow is pretty strong. Brian types, divinely beautiful. So much thanks to all. Thank you so much, Brian. Really appreciate your beautiful feedback. Yes, energy, it feels like it's still getting stronger. So just enjoying the floaty feeling. Patricia types, that was lovely. Thank you all so much. Fran says, another intense one. Did you mention when you were going to update the course? I can't remember. And Patricia says, I needed this tonight. Regarding Fran's question, I will update the invocation course inside our membership after the audiobook is complete, because the completed audiobook is going to be what the new course basically is. So I have to get that done first before I can update the course. But with any luck, I should do that update next month in April. So I'm done. Grant says, so peaceful. Fran said, okay, that's right. Thank you. Yeah, nope, no harm checking. Bree says, thank you. I felt some amazing energy moving through me. And welcome, Bree. I believe this is your very first Awakening Plus event because you just joined. So thank you so much for joining us and contributing your beautiful energy to the field. Bree says, yes, it is her first time. I'm so happy to be here. So happy to have you. Anybody else have a question or comment? If not, we'll wrap it up. So we'll leave a moment more in case anyone has a last minute question or comment to throw in. Vivian types, thank you everyone and all. I turned on the news today and was with the primal scream of the mother who lost her child in the gun violence in Tennessee today. Blessings to her as well. Yeah. There's a lot of pain in the world that needs a lot of support. So thank you, Vivian, for being with that and working your healing magic with it. Times of intense transformation opportunity tend to be volatile in all ways. So that's part of the package. And at least in my opinion, my best service is just to hold my own radiant awakening the very best I can, to bless other beings with love and light the best I can, and remember that the vibration each of us holds does influence the collective. So we serve the collective best when they're in challenge by holding the sweetest, highest awakening we can, in my opinion. Feel what you feel, but stay as awake as you can in the midst of it all. At least that's my advice. Vivian says, which means letting all stream through. Yeah, nothing gets repressed. You feel it. And when I feel challenging stuff, I just invite the divine to heal and transmute it. And I like to clear things with the greatest possible efficiency so I can get back to my serene center. Michelle says, most grateful, looking forward to Wednesday. Blessings. Yeah, Wednesday is our shamanic breathwork. I have completed the mix, actually, and I'll send a link to that Monday morning along with the recording of this, the link. So if you haven't done that before, it's a very intense event designed to really stir up the heavy energy and move you through it rapidly. And there will be a roughly 60-minute music mix that you'll listen to, and the music will intensify your process. So we haven't done one of these in several months, so it's great to have a new mix. Bree says, is that at the same time? Yes, all our evening events are always at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I can't remember the last time there was an exception to that. Once in a great while, I have a weird schedule conflict and have to change that, but you can pretty much take it to the bank. 8 p.m. Eastern is when we do our stuff. Patricia says, awesome, looking forward to that. All right. And when you see the, when you get onto the document that supports the shamanic breathwork, don't get turned off by the legal language at the end. I'm required to put that in because I'm a certified shamanic breathwork facilitator. So I've never had anyone had a bad response to it. All right. I think we're good. So many blessings, everybody. Oh, Risa just sent a bunch of flowers. That's beautiful. Thank you. I didn't know you could do that on this chat. That's so cool. It's like a bunch of beautiful tulips. Thanks, Risa. All right. We'll call it good, folks. Thanks so much for being here. So grateful, as always, to each and every one of you, especially you regulars who show up and hold it down and create this beautiful vibration that supports everybody else and yourselves. So, again, just so grateful that we've got this awesome group that keeps coming together and making it always sweeter. All right. Hope to see you Wednesday night for shamanic breathwork if you can make it. And if not, I'll see you next time you're here, live or on the recording. Many blessings, everybody. Good night.